Thank you, Margaret. Our final news stories include the menace of mobile phones and the launch of a new beer. But first, changes are afoot at Eaton Park Miniature Railway.
It's one of the region's most charming and popular children's attractions. But families are to have fewer opportunities to ride the Eaton Park Miniature Railway because the enthusiasts who run it want more time to enjoy it themselves. The Norwich and District Society of Model Engineers has decided to limit the number of days the public can go on the railway, following pressure from its members. The change will see the track closed off to families the last Sunday of every month until October, to allow for members to use it more freely. However, the move has not been universally popular in the group. John Peterson, chairman of the society, said he didn't agree with the decision, which could cost it about 25% of its earnings, which he believed had been made in haste. Helen Mitchell from the Friends of Eaton Park said, "This bank holiday weekend, there'll be hundreds of people turning up. They'll be expecting it to be running and the kids will be disappointed. People come along loyally because they love it. It would have been good to talk to people about the changes." In a statement, the Society added, "The NDSME regrets the inconvenience to park visitors for this change in public schedules. Train rides will continue to be offered to the public on other Sundays and at special events."
Children's charity, the NSPCC, are working with Norfolk Police to provide workshops to help parents learn how to keep their children safe online. The sessions, part of the joint Share Aware campaign, aim to increase parents' knowledge of the internet, social media and apps, and give them the confidence they need to discuss any issues they might have about online safety with their children. It also tells parents where to go for more support and guidance. Share Aware was launched in Norfolk last year and is now in the second phase of its campaign. The NSPCC and Norfolk Police piloted workshops for parents of children in primary schools. In addition, online safety workshops will be delivered in several workplaces so parents can access them at work. Norfolk Police will also be using their stall at the Royal Norfolk Show in June to highlight the campaign to keep children safe online.
Europe's biggest trampoline park has sprung into action. The building work to transform a former riverside nightclub into a wall-to-wall trampoline park finished early. And to celebrate the successful completion of the mass project, Gravity opened its doors a week early. Winners of a Facebook competition to promote the park's opening got to try out the venue before anyone else. Richard Lang, the general manager of Gravity Norwich, said the 110 people who won were on the trampolines for the first hour. It was brilliant and they really enjoyed it. The response is phenomenal, and when people walk in, they really get the wow factor, especially as it's the largest in Europe. The park's normal opening hours will begin on May the 30th.
A new beer has been launched to celebrate Norwich's long history of ale. Myrtle Fish Ale, a new signature brew by Woodford's, was launched at the Maidshead Hotel in Tombland just in time for the Norwich City Ale Festival. The beer takes its name from the Myrtle Fish Tavern, the Maidshead's predecessor, which was trading in Wensum Street, then known as Cook Row, from at least the year 1287. The change of name to the Maidshead was confirmed by John Paston in a letter dated the 2nd of November 1482, in which he recommended the inn as a good place to stable your horse. The hotel will be supporting Systema in Norwich during City of Ale by donating 20 pence to the local music charity for every pint of Myrtle Fish Ale sold. The Maidshead Hotel is believed to be the oldest Norman site in the city after the castle. It was built on the site of a house owned by the early Norman bishops, and it was this house that became a guest house for visitors to the cathedral. The Myrtle Fish Tavern was also known as the Mould Fish Tavern. Christine Malcolm, General Manager of the Maid's Head, said, "We have had a long and successful relationship with Woodford's and are very proud to be serving Norfolk beer in our 16th century Maid's Head bar. Naming a beer Myrtle Fish Ale celebrates more than 800 years of hospitality on this site. We are also very pleased to be supporting Systema in Norwich and hope to have a busy City of Ale festival."
Motorists are being warned of the dangers of using mobile phones while at the wheel after 30 people were stopped in just 3 hours in Norwich. Police said no phone call, message or social media update was worth the risk of drivers putting themselves or others in danger. That was their hard-hitting message as they carried out a highly publicised week-long crackdown targeting offenders. Rhodes policing officers in Norwich yesterday caught 30 drivers on their phones in just 3 hours as part of 2 90-minute checks on Newmarket Road, where 30 motorists were on their mobiles, and Boundary Road, where there were 17 drivers breaking the law in the city. Results from the checks, which were carried out as part of the current National Police Chiefs Council campaign, have been branded disappointing by Sergeant Chris Harris from Norfolk's Roads Policing and Firearms Operations Unit.
A project to get youngsters interested in tennis saw the Davis Cup arrive in Norwich. School children from 10 different schools across the county were able to see the trophy at the sports park at the University of East Anglia. The event welcomed 100 young tennis enthusiasts. The pupils were given tennis coaching by Davis Cup trained coaches. The trophy tour is part of an initiative to get more young people interested and involved in the sport. 19 coaches in the county have been Davis Cup trained following Great Britain's victory last year. A spokesperson from the UEA said, "The tour is part of the Tennis for Kids initiative, which is aimed at children between 6 and 8 years old. Coaches have been trained and 270 children in Norfolk will be receiving free coaching to get them interested in tennis. They were very excited to see the trophy."
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. When you've finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over. And there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Brian Kerridge. We always like to hear from you, so please do call on 01603 765365. That's 01603 765365, or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. And from everyone at Chatterbox, goodbye.